If sequestration takes effect next month, civilian agencies would have to cut almost 10% of their budgets. The Office of Management Budget says that amounts to $85 billion in non-defense cuts. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us now with details. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so what could $85 billion in cuts do to these agencies in terms of their trying to meet their missions?
Well, the impact, according to the White House, would be significant and severe, and it means furloughs at nearly every single agency, and the ability for agencies to meet their mission in many respects would be hampered and in fact, harmed, according to the Office of Management and Budget. Danny Werfel is the OMB controller. He says the impact is greater today than it would have been in January when Congress and the President reached the deal on some of the fiscal issues and delayed sequestration by 2 months.
The deal did lower the amount of the sequester cut for this year to $85 billion, but this is obviously still a very substantial amount, and we now have a shortened time frame for achieving the cut, 7 months. OMB now calculates that sequestration will require an annual reduction of roughly 5% for non-defense programs and roughly 8% for defense programs. However, given that these cuts must be achieved over only a 7-month period instead of a 12-month period, the effective percentage reductions will be approximately 9% for non-defense programs and 13% for defense programs. These are large and arbitrary cuts and will have severe impacts across government.
But little about the cuts that, or the impact on sequestration would have on civilian agencies. OMB projects there'd be hundreds of thousands of furloughs across the entire government, including the Justice Department's federal prosecutors, food inspectors at the Agriculture Department, and IRS employees who answer citizens' calls and respond to letters. Now, Werfel says agencies have picked up their planning as the countdown gets closer to March 1st.
What happened as recently as last week is agency heads sent notices out to their broad base of employees, kind of updating them on where things are in terms of sequester planning, and did in that message, many of the agencies sent this type of message, indicated that unfortunately, in order to meet these budget cuts, that furloughs in many cases are a likely outcome in order to do this. Now, that was at a broad in a broad way. Under the law, before an employee can be furloughed, they need a specific notice of their furlough with a specific amount of time. It's, in most cases, it's 30 days, but it depends on a lot of different factors. But as a general rule, a 30-day notice is typically what's required. I'm not aware of any specific notices that have been issued, but if we go past this date, there's no way to implement the sequester without significant furloughs.
That's OMB Controller Danny Werfel. He says the administration and agencies project federal employees would hand out fewer grants for scientific and medical research. The equivalent of about 1,000 fewer FBI agents would be available to fight crime. And the Social Security Administration would have to cut hours that's open to the public, close some offices, and likely see its backlog of disability claims continue to increase.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. So, Jason, what advice is OMB giving to agencies so they can get ready for these cuts?
Well, as you heard Werfel say, the agencies have picked up their planning again, something that they did in the November-December timeframe. They put it down for a couple months. Now it's back on again. OMB says agencies should do a few other things as well. One thing, they're telling agencies to keep their mission priorities first and foremost in their minds as they decide where the cuts go.
The legal requirement would be that when we get to September 30th, the end of the fiscal year, they will have to, across government, have spent $85 billion less. And every agency is going to have to approach that differently. And if we have the sequester order, we will be working with agencies to making sure that they're doing prudent things to meet that legal responsibility. Unfortunately, as outlined, those prudent things will help protect their mission as much as possible, but ultimately their mission will be compromised.
Agencies can't ask Congress for some help when it comes to figure out where to cut initially and how to save money. Werfel says OMB has advised agencies that they can ask Congress for reprogramming authorities.
We've looked at this very closely, and you know, Secretary Panetta is going to say it much better than I can. With all the tools that they have, that will not get them in any way, shape, or form in a place where they can tolerate the sequester safely.
Now, agencies have been planning for sequestration and more broadly have reduced budgets for some time, but there's a White House fact sheet that they released on Friday that we have a link to on federalnewsradio.com that really lays out in more details what they think will happen across the civilian agencies and the broad impact that sequestration would have.
Now, Jason, last week we spent a lot of time talking about how detailed the Pentagon had gotten in communicating its sequestration plans. Civilian agencies, not so much. So why is the White House coming out now with these details?
I think there's a couple reasons. The big reason is just to continue to put pressure on Congress to act. Yes, you're right. DOD has really been sounding those alarm bells for the last few months. And I've heard from civilian agencies that they've grown frustrated over the lack of attention and information. So I think, again, OMB is putting this out now because the countdown is close to now. I think we're within 2 weeks or so of that March 1st deadline. So OMB is saying, hey, look what's happening. Look at the impact, not just on DOD, but across the government. It also seems like the White House wants Congress to delay sequestration in the short term and then again come up with what they call a balanced approach to both cut taxes and tax increases and cuts to federal spending. So I think that there's that pressure is going on now saying, hey, Congress, we know we need you to act. Maybe another short delay would help us get to the place where we all need to be. Now, I looked for some reaction over the course of the last few days, and one of the things that popped up was a blog post on the Speaker of the House, John Boehner's website, and it asked us a very simple question in light of the new fact sheet: what's President Obama going to do to stop sequestration? The blog post says, yes, Republicans agree that the sequester is the wrong way to cut spending and will have harmful consequences. They also say they've passed legislation twice to replace it with common sense cuts and reforms. But obviously the White House has not supported that. So the president, it's up to him really to make this happen. So as you see, there's two different opinions going on here. And the one thing has to come to wonder is, will they come together in the next 2 weeks, or will agencies face this sequestration?
Well, we'll have a lot of fun watching. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, thanks for joining us with that update.
Thank you.